and what to follow the Goyim Shita to satisfy them, I'm going to write in what the Goyim holds. Because what he's writing, I don't necessarily subscribe to that, but for the Goyim fans, they let you know what they have to do. But, right. But they quote that he personally used to follow all of the Shitas of the Goyim. He personally followed. He tried to do it with Sidney, he didn't do the fastest, but it's not the thing that I read. They quote when there's Prophet Chaim at Ben Shmizunin, he would say the whole Ben Shia Atlad, as he writes in the Mishnah Gura, he say the whole Ben Shia Atlad, the Yolam Ayuch Hashem. So, the Gorm's Nusach is, Bainah Yerushalayim Momin. He didn't say Bainah Yerushalayim Momin. So Prophet Chaim was Noeg like the Nusach Hagro. He said Bainah Yerushalayim Momin, but he didn't want to be Noeg the Parashia. So he only did the Sinah, but he's benching out loud. So when he was benching the Zuman, so they quote, it was very common that he would give a nudge to his son-in-law, that his son-in-law should say that block out loud. They'll never know why. That's called the Sinah. I don't understand. He said, I'm benching the Zuman, so I say till the end of Rachet. I say till the end of Al Horat Salamot, and all of a sudden my son-in-law takes over, and he says, Rachma Yisrael Lecho Shayim Lecho, and he says, Bede Rachma Yishlai Mami, and I'm quiet. Then I say, I take over again.
Maybe
he
just said that, but then he came to
bring
the
Rachel,
and the son-in-law yelled out.
No, you can't do that. That's not the thing. That's the first place this year, in the next panel, can't split one bracha. I mentioned the Zuman, the special thing. Next bracha. There's that Nen Vav and Malalas, the place is for the Man Yomar. There's a quote there is, and it's called the Shulchan Aruch. Now when you mention the Zuman, you have to have one person say each bracha. You cannot divide one bracha into two people by Mizum. That's forbidden by Mizum.
That's true also. There's about two and a half people.
That's all the stuff that Mizum. Right, that's the start by Chazar Tashat, the same as Bench. The new, unless the Chazan gets stuck in the middle, Chazar Tashat can go right there. So the new Baltila has to go to the beginning of that bracha.
Right.
The beginning. That's the machlek of the Mechaber. And the Ramot says no, that you say Bede Rachma Yishalayim Momin. If one held like the Mechaber, he held that was more correct. And he quoted the Pesach. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote that every so often. The Halachas of Rav Soloveitchik also, in the Lithuanian Yeshivas in Europe, they didn't follow all of the Nisqoyas of the Zilna Goyim. Some of them they didn't, others they didn't. This is one of those that they did follow. That they didn't say Goyim Rachman, they just said Goyim Shalai Momin. And the Hezbeh that the Goyim gave is that the Pasuk says, Tzil the Mishpati Kader, the Shalbeho didn't dock up. That Tzion, the Beit HaMikdash will be built, Tzion means Yerushalayim, Beit HaMikdash will be built, will be the Mishpat, how they did. The Shalbeho, when the people will do Tzion, that will be the dock up. That will be an act of Chesed. On the part of the Rabbanu Shalom that will forgive their sins. Once the Rabbanu Shalom does that act of chesed and forgives the sins, then he's mechuyav midina to build the Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because the Pasuk says in the beginning of Pekudei, Eilat Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, that the Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash, is like a mashkin. Rashi quotes. It's a mashkin. When the Jewish people sin, then the Rabbanu Shalom takes away the mashkin. But when he forgives it, about sins, then he's mechuyav to give back the mashkin. Let's say, somebody owes me money, I'm holding on to the mashkin. I don't have to give him back the mashkin. Then he pays. I don't have to be meichel in the debt. I'm never going to be meichel in the debt. If I'm meichel the debt, out of the goodness of my heart, I didn't have to. If I'm meichel the debt, out of the goodness of my heart, out of the act of the chesed, then I'm pleased to return the mashkin because he doesn't owe me a penny. He doesn't owe me any more money. So that's what the blind interpreter is seeing. The mishpat he father the shaveh with zaka. The rabbanishon will forgive the people that do shuva. That'll be an act of zaka on his part. He's not believed to be marshal when they do shuva. But if he will be, if and when he will be marshal when they do shuva as an act of chesed, then he's believed to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, the mishpat. Why? Because the Beit HaMikdash was only taken the Torah's mashkin. And once there's no longer any chayiv, once he was merkel the chayiv, he was merkel the averus, then he's mechayiv to give that. That's what the Zilna Goyim said. That's why he felt that the more correct nusach ha'avracha should be not the mechaber. In the Shemoneh Esrei say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boinei Yerushalayim. You don't say, Boinei Rachma Yerushalayim. You just say, Boinei Yerushalayim. But the Goyim held the same thing by the bench. So they called the Chafetz Chaim would be medactic in order to the Shittas HaGro to do this thing. So they called off to their list as well. that he...
Why should we do it to the
Mr. Take a sense. Sometimes it's message to you, Harold, to show that the... Let's say there's only Goyen's practice was, the Rav's practice was when he would say Tachnun, he would do the Shilut HaPaim on the left arm, even in the morning when he had Shilut on. The Rav would do it even in the Yeshiva. Even in the Yeshiva, when all the Brachim were doing on the right arm, he would do on the left arm. He held that it's his Yeshiva, but he doesn't have to be Nigar after the others. They didn't have to be Nigar after him either. They can follow them along. He didn't feel that he had to be Nigar after them. If he was out in another Shul, I don't think he would do it. But because my daven in my mind is he's davening in Yeshiva himself, he doesn't have to be Nigar after them. Let's say to this. Mr. Guru says, even though the thought of the Goyen's practice that they do the Tilus HaPaim on the left arm, even when they have the thorn on, but they can't do it if the Minigam often is otherwise. So if they do it, they say, well, that's not going to be done. So they should, let's say on Chalamoid, everybody was wearing Tilus and he wouldn't wear Tilus. And Mishnah Berurah says that's also an issue of Lessons Gadigal. Others disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. Mr. Hammond has a whole attack against the Mishnah Berurah. He says that he misquoted from the Malbim. Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Malbim in Akhil Sakai. Malbim has faith on our hand that's called Akhil Sakai. So others disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. But I think the reason why they robbed it is that because he felt he doesn't have to be Nigrari after the Sikh, but he's a Yeshiva. And my mom is a Yeshiva. They didn't have to be Nigrari after him either. He said they should follow them, and he said he didn't, he thought that was his muffin, so he didn't have to be nigger after that. No, they didn't let Phil on the holiday. That's in Balashim. That's in Balashim. When Abar and Soloveitchik was by mitzvah, it's an interesting story. Abar and Soloveitchik became by mitzvah, his father was in America at that time in New York, in Yeshiva, looking for an apartment. And his family was in Europe, his wife and the younger children were in Europe. And the Rav was in Berlin at that time, I think. So Rav Meshach wasn't there to teach his son how to make film. So one of the uncles, his son-in-law, but very personal, one of the uncles, taught him how to make film. So he got him filling that went like this, the other way, and he taught him that a chalamari, you put on film without a girl. The women, when they came to America later on, and their father said the way he was sitting on the chin like this, sitting like this, so he said, no, that's a hard story. They let him continue like that. That's the way the uncle got into it, like that. But you remember in Balogian that there were people, in Balogian Yeshiva, there were people that put the chin like most of them had the chin that it goes like this, and some of them had the, that it goes like that. But Chalamoy, that's out of the question. So nobody wore the chin like Chalamoy in Balogian. So he didn't allow him to, even though his uncle had taught him that, like, how am I, you put on clothes, without a buff, and he said that he had it stop. That would be a tradition, and it was done. He said, I'm not kind of a legend, but I didn't see that they don't let him go home. And the relation once said in New York, like Russia, that his father, Rav Moshe, once said, Rav Chaim, the grandfather, all right, the growing sheep, the growing sheep, they put their rice in the finger, it's not even considered a suffix, like, places. There was only a dollar out there, said a clock on to him. I come here to say, bro, I'm so come on. Not even call the slick of the eyes of the Kuma. So Rav Chaim answered, no. But he said, Vadai. Not just because of the growing, not out of deficit of the growing. He's convinced, obviously, he said, Vadai. And Chalamai was not even convinced. That's what the Rav gave a whole New York site cheer to explain why that's so. Well, what's called ice? What in Shabbat and Yom Zakat for 60 years? And why Chalamai was Vadai called the ice? Why the Texas, quote, brings up the issue on our doctor. A man down on the day, so give up the issue of this day. There's life to get out of it. Why you don't put on film on the phone? So they quote also the name of the Chafetz Chaim, but he made a lot of things like the Goyim. He tried to do between, and one of them was with the Shahako and water. Like a lot of times, the Goyim said over here, they may know him, a lot of times it's not so clear that it's really the Shomer. A lot of times it could be that it's not the summer. So you shouldn't say a bracha before you say a bracha on a different mashke. And even if you were drinking the summer, it's not so possible that the whole review was the summer. It could be that the first sip or two was the summer. And you had to stank. They shall all host you on your common stomach. You have a little bit to keep some drinking. So it could be the grant. It could be that it wouldn't be the start for the review. You have to have the whole review should be the summer in order to carry a bracha for you.
I
That's what Tyson says. That's not the going for. That's what Tyson says on top. And that's no time to shut it up. Swallow a pill. Any case when it's not with somebody, doesn't require a bracha neither the fun nor the achra. That's how Tyson understood the Gemara. Love that. I'm not going to say, I think he's joking. I thought it's not common, so that's why we recommend not to say a bracha. Even a bite like it is not expensive. He doesn't really think he's going to choke. But still, we recommend don't say a bracha before. Tyson does not want to end that.
You
may be a prophet.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's another reason why you don't say bro. Okay.
Better than
if the eater is the cheese and the wine is the top, that's the way they drink wine and cheese.
Okay.
Okay, then it's a taco. Then you talk to don't say bro. So the word Lissama is a key word. The word Lissama is a key word. The Gemara makes a point of it. But I don't think that answers that. I don't think that the word Lissama affects anything about the Bar Yafash. That's the shaila that when you have Talmidim write all the things in the name of the Rebbe, which the Rebbe is including what I write also. When I write all the things in the name of the Rebbe, that's the question exactly whether the Rebbe really said that. Everybody has their own way of understanding what the Rebbe said. But that's in the Sefer Pardes, they quote that Rashi of Yizot, the Pshat and Aptar Fanish, the Pardes of the Bracha Shel Achra. And the Rashi that we have in Erevin says the Sefer is not so. And maybe there are different Kufas in Rashi's time, and maybe they misunderstood Rashi, whatever, this is a problem. Okay. It's a historical problem. So that Igmar goes into the discussion. Where does Rabbi Gamliel get his Shita from? That one is required to recite Zichat HaMazin on all the Shita Taminim. If you have grapes, if you have olives, if you have figs, the base. You have to bench for the Talmud. My time is the Rabbi Gamliel, said the Gemara, and then Talmud and Manalas right after the Mishnah. My time is the Rabbi Gamliel. What is the Mokka of Rabbi Gamliel's opinion that you have to bench for the Talmud if the Rabbi Shiri Tamin in the Chsiv? Cholish Nitzok, Rabbi Shiri Tamin, how is Chita, so you have to maintain a meaning? Then it says, Eretz Yishlov, you can't stop out the Lechem. Then it says, Bechal to the Salat of Iraq, with Hashem of Akecha. And the Chazal Tzvatabrach only refers back to that last clause. The Chalbo Lechem doesn't go back to the Shiva Samir. Beg the Gemara, the Akavad Yamil say that it goes back on everything. If that's the way you should read it. Rabbi Yamil, Nami Eretz Yisrael, why isn't he masking? But the Gemara is masking a little bit, yeah. Ahu Negoyele, he's masking that you need his Tzvatabrach. Lamuti Akosis is not Ezo. That if a person is just chewing what kernels of grain, he does say a bracha, the Gemara says, from Shahak or whatever, he says a bracha at the beginning of the prayer, but he does, the bracha acholim will not be brichas hamazon. The bracha acholim will not be brichas hamazon. So he said a soft break in the beginning of the prayer, he can't say this is achita, whether it's going to bashu, or he says,
The Tchilim of Rav Chava Bar Minim is on it.
Yeah.
Uvula Bissai, if you recite Rav Achat Mein Shalish, we don't pass him like Rav Gamliel. It means you don't pass him. Rav Gamliel says that if you have readings, you have to say Birchaz Amazin. If you have cookies, you have to say Birchaz Amazin. And we don't pass like that. We say that just like the Rav Achat is not Hamaisi, you say Bar Minim Zayin, so the Rav Achat is also not Birchaz Amazin. You say Amazin. So what bracha chayim do you say if you have grapes and olives and that? We don't talk, if you won't talk like Rabbi Gamliel, so what do you say? What did he say? All right, Fatira. I'm Rabbi Bab Mary, I'm Rabbi Shimlai, we call Shem Yeshiva Taminim, all the other fruit. We keep them above for the rest, let's cut Doch Achat Mayen Shosh. Break the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Rabbi, remind you, and what exactly is the Nusach HaBracha? Remind you of Doch Achat Mayen Shosh, how does it go? On my legs, they say, well, it goes like this. If you're eating fruit, then you say, I pay with the A. If you're having dates, or olives, or pomegranates, or figs, then the Brachah kind of runs. I'll wait up for you, with a fellow, it's kind of a funny show. Keep some hot water, it's not, I'm sure you're from Tua. Back when I'm telling you, so I'm not going to find it at home. The news will tell me now. It says, the Halein of the Sech of the Samchein of God, it doesn't have a Halein of the Sech of the Samchein of God. It doesn't have a little material in Islam Yisuna. It doesn't have that in the Gemara. So the Magen Avraham quotes the sign is that you should leave it out. Dr. Gemara doesn't have it. In our Sigurim it says, Alein of the Sech of Samchein of Yonu, and there comes the Tiri, Yad, and Islam Yisuna, and the Varech Cholea, Bishdusha, Tarki, Atra Hashem. So in the Gemara it's missing a whole two lines. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Taina that you shouldn't say Lecha Mitzirim and Izma Mitzuba. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the beginning of the Baruch Hu, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he took us into Eretz Yisrael. Now there is Kem L'Tai V'Chavish HaTif N'Chat L'Alam Tien L'Lecha Mitzirim Izma Mitzuba. He took us into Eretz Yisrael, L'Lecha Mitzirim Izma Mitzuba. And then when you request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, please give us back Eretz Yisrael. That's what we should ask for. And the Magen Avraham quotes, that's not right to answer that. Because the Gemara, the last half in the first parak in the Sefer, and you doubt in the middle of the Gemara asks on Moshe Rabbeinu's request. What do they want to go for? But he wanted to sit on the Riviera. He wanted to sit by the Mediterranean and by the Paris United. That's what he wanted to go for. That wasn't his interest. We might want to go in order to fulfill the mission that we involved. That's how the Gemara says, Chuck. If the Gemara says that it's not, we cannot, it's not proper that Moshe Rabbeinu should request. He wants to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to lack on the privilege from the Tuba. That's what we asked for. The Gemara says it wasn't right for Moshe Rabbeinu to ask for, so we shouldn't ask for it either. So that's why the Magen Avraham quotes the Bach, I think, that you should leave out that line. And lack on the privilege from the Tuba, you shouldn't ask for that. Another Tzaren says, no, he's Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't he? Then who? Yeah, who are you talking about? Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, the Medrash says he had so many feelings, how many? 500 hundreds and hundreds of tefillos just left him to the Tuba. So that's what he wanted just for the Gashmi. That's what the Gemara says, that he was misfollowed because he wanted to fulfill the mission for three words. But if he asked him, we're not asking 1,000 tefillos, just this. They're not shy, yes, give us Eretz Yisrael, give us Malchus Yisrael, give us a little Gashmi, give him Joy a little bit. So what's up there if he asked for the Gashmi, leave yourself. Others say no. It means if Nei Yerushalayim Yerakodesh from the Herod he made a build up Yerushalayim, the Halenu Sechem Samenu Dizvi Nyano Shalim Yerushalayim, Alechom Yeteriyo Shalim Yerushalayim, the Nizba Mitzvah. We should eat the parents of Yerushalayim. What parents grow in Yerushalayim? You're not allowed to plant anything in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says you're not allowed to. The Gemara says in the other Terech Rubin that there were 10 Dinim in Eretz Yisrael. Not allowed to have gardens. That's what they say goes on by the Shani Kachim Kalim. Doesn't mean the parents that grow in Yerushalayim. It refers to the parents that you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So that's a Taka Mitzvah. So we're asking, Melchim Materia means Mami Tzuvah. We would like to eat the parents HaKadoshim that have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Doesn't mean we want to relax on the Kinneret or go swimming in the Kinneret or enjoy the Mediterranean. We're also asking for this. That's the Shah. But the Balatani Taka leaves out that Nusach HaBracha. Balatani follows the Magen Avraham who quoted the Bach. But to leave it out. I remember once of Girelli once visited our home. A holster. That he wanted to tell over these words. That the Pshat is, he said that Rabbeinu Soloveitchik said in the name of his father, Rabbeinu Soloveitchik, that's the Pshat. A few Achrayim have like that. Rechim the third Islam too, it goes on the terrace of Yerushalayim, by the Shane in touch with him. So he didn't have a girl to come up and didn't remember the Nusach of Alamithi by heart. So I asked my father to give him a siddur. My father, the first siddur that he pulled out, I have to be the Balatanya siddur. My father starts looking. The whole bunch. So he said, what happened over here? Give me a normal siddur. So we have an attack. We have a comment in the back called the Shara Kailo. Now, the Shara Kailo, There's a sefer that was written by Lubavitcher from the Chacham on Hilchos Kippur that everybody uses, the Kabbalah. I try to be Mitzvah again. As everything step by step, everybody is there. So that's the Bala Makabra, the Kavanoki, wrote this paper that's called the Sharatol. The Sharatol is a running commentary on the Nusach HaTzila of the Bala Tanya in the Sira. So he explained that the Bala Tanya left it out because it is Morgan Avon. The Gemara doesn't have it, Muhammad Sivan is in two. Morgan Avon calls in the back that it's not proper, you shouldn't say. The Al Hamikhi. That's how you conclude. You say Allah Hamikhi. We don't have Allah Kalkal. That's the Shaila. Akhrenim have a whole discussion. Sardish Akhrenim have this. It's the Askenazish Akhrenim don't have. Let's say a person has a cup of tea, and then he starts to say Gordon Kosh. Then he's saying Gordon Kosh made a mistake. He says Duke Hamad. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that he has great sex. You've got to say Yavah Gordon Kosh. You don't say Yes to form the same woman. He's got a whole bench and nothing. He didn't say not yet. What if he says Al Hamikhi? Or is it not Jesus? You've got to say Kohen Kosher. So you're not Jesus to tell him this. What if a person had, let's say, cookies? That's not on this year. And he also has potatoes. So you're not supposed to tell on this year it's potatoes. But what if he had cookies and potatoes? You have to say Kohen Kosher to the potatoes. And I tell on this year for the cookies. So which order should he say the two brachas are in it? The pasta is not Kohen Kosher. So on this year should come first. Just like Bergen Levy should come first before Percy Adama. And the Bergen Levy also, Alam Yitzhi should come first before the Bergen Push. The Rabbi Bergen Yitzhi, of course, the Sardis Shachanim will recommend in this case not some. Because some suggested that if you say Alam Yitzhi with the potatoes, you will be Yitzhi because you say Batanuva Sasoda. You say Batanuva Sasoda. If you say Alam Yitzhi with a cup of tea, there's nothing there on Alam Yitzhi that has anything about a cup of tea. So even the evidence of this, but instead of on Yitzhi, the potatoes, so some Achreim say that you would even though Reb Achreim hold that it's just not so, but since some Sardish Achreim, and some Sardish Achreim say that the evidence would be late say, so they recommend that if you add cookies and potatoes, so you should say first Bona Koshis, and then Alam Yitzhi, because first you say Alam Yitzhi, then according to some, you won't be allowed to say Bona Koshis, because you have already been late. No, the first time she's taking Imara. No, that's taking Imara. You do say, well, you thank him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave it to us. You thank him for the Gashmias of Yin. But the answer is to break the request. No, but we're asking, we're requesting. Rebuild Yerushalayim and give us the opportunity to enjoy eating and resting in Yerushalayim. That's not nice. It's not nice to ask for that. Give us more Gashmir. He gave us in the past and give us more Gashmir. So that's what the Mother Navon calls the Bach, but that's not wrong. No, that's not. I mean, if I first the mezainas and then the potatoes, but yeah, but if I would say very many mezainas on the potatoes, so some Achreinim hold the Mishnubur calls the Chayodim, but for the yeah, but if you made a mistake, and you said mezainas on potatoes, it would be on everything except for Mayim and Mela, because the Chayodim calls the Mishnah and the Dori. The person takes a mezze that he's not going to eat of Nerdim and Amazon, so everything is included except for Mayim and Melech, because Mayim and Melech is not Zan, it's not Tilly. So the Chayyam says, based on that Mishnah, you can beat it up, but the Mishnah will quote the Chayyam says, based on that Mishnah, do you have it if the person made a mistake? If he say, Boyfi, I'm rough and I'm potatoes, I'm not sure if it's, do you have the idea? Because he said, Bori, meat and mezzanis and the potatoes, but he has, and he claims that he was the answer, because not the Ashaikas, with the exception of Mayim and Melech, that it's absolutely not called mezzanis. But L'Hatila, not. But L'Hatila, let's say the person explains to eat cookies and potatoes. And he says, Bori, meat and mezzanis, having in mind the cookies, not having in mind the potatoes. And for sure he has to say, Bori, I don't want to say. That's not a shayla?
What correct bracha is that?
Not really. He said Barbara Yates first takes the course of the Haaretz.
But Barbara Yates is more mature. It's more Hashidus than Barbara Yates. But... Yes,
only in the
to be able to hear to the doctor, if you have this fruit, I have an apple, and by mistake I said Barbara Yates. But if I have, let's say, a banana... Yeah. Let's say I enjoy bananas more so than apples. I don't like apples or whatever. Sometimes so I say Baruch Adama on the banana first because that's Mochaviv. And then later on, but I did not have in mind to say the Baruch Adama to cover the apple because it requires a different bracha. But then the Pashtus is that you certainly do is not covered with the bracha. If I said my mistake, Baruch Adama on the apple, then we have to do it. But I didn't make any mistake. I would say Adama on the banana, and I said you say Hoi on the apple.
But that's not here to
No.
It says in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. If you had
right.
If you had grapes or pomegranates or dates or figs, they require a bracha chanaleh. Then you had all the apples on the stairs, which the bracha chanaleh should have been going across. But once you think about it for free, then it covers all of the fruit. You don't have to say another. That's I think the Mechaber has much. I think that's the Tereish and the Mechaber is the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Gemara has a shayla, demai chasin, what should the chasinu be at the conclusion of the bracha? We just said what the chasinu is. It says, the chalitim al rosh ha'amitya. Before he said,
yeah.
The Gemara asks, nechtim demai chasin, what should the chasinu be? What should the shayla, what should the chasinu be? So the way we have the gears in the Gemara, this is like right on the side that the goyim was machik the whole thing. It didn't make anything. But, yeah, so the Gemara says like this, the Shaila is like this. You have a cloud, it's later in the Gemara, Amen says. You have a cloud, Enoitim Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos. Based on the cloud of Enoitim Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos, you're not allowed to knock off Mitzvah
together.
Also, how do you say? One after the other. You have to do each Mitzvah separately. So the Gemara says based on that, Amen says, Enoitim Mitzvah Chavilos Chavilos. Let's say a person is late to davening, and he wants to say quickly all the first 15 birchas hashachar. So instead of saying each one separately, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem Lakeinu Malach Olam, Shalatam Sechim Ha'achim Yenu Me'lelu, Shalatam Yisrael, 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 is a violation of Chavilos Chavilos, and the Magen Avraham says the reason for the Yevid is not good. You can leave back and say, and I can mix Chavilos Chavilos only L'chadchila, but the Yevid, you're with the Yevid. Even the Din of Eichai Din Yishnayim, you want to do L'chadchila for the Yevid, it would be good. So the Magen Avraham says, no, even the Din, even the Yevid is not good. So the Chacham did like that, he's only Yevid of the first, Shanaf HaMasech 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 Yes, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Malach Olam, Shalosh Ani Gvei. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Malach Olam, Shalosh Ani Gvei. Each one. You're not Yaitz Yidin Yaitz. Yaitz Yidin Yaitz. Each one is separate.
Oh,
Avinei. Special Takkar? I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
It's a very good question. You gotta look in there shiny. How can we say Avinei? We include everything in...
What?
Because when are you allowed to recite, when can you rely on Havimuya? Yeah, but still, how can I make such a takon? I don't know, it's an interesting kashya. It's a good kashya. We've got to look at the Mishnah to see what the end is.
So it's more important than you have a takon?
I know it's more important. Yeah. You're just selling out to all the tzarachim. No, not Avinei. The story. There's another tefillah story. That if a person is a mokum, sometimes they say, "The Baruch Hu, take me out of this." And then, when he has the opportunity to daven, then he has to repeat the shmona. But if he says the Habanim, then he does not have to repeat the Rishmai Yasir, even though later on he has a lot of time. He does not have.
Good question. We have to look in the Rishon. So here the Gemara Mem Tes Amud Aleph discusses the Nusach HaBracha that he says, Mekadosh Yisrael B'Hazmanu. Mekadosh Yisrael B'Rosh HaKadosh. Why isn't that a Bayal or Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael B'Hazmanu? Ein Chayis Mitzah Shippel or Shippel Heder. So why is not Ein Chayis Mitzah? So the Gemara gives an explanation, whatever. Chutz is there. The Gemara, that's the exception to the rule. And there's a Machlekes and a Shem. Why is it an exception to the rule or it's not at all a violation of the rule? A discussion there in the Rishon and how you understand the Gemara. Why is that? So the way we have the Gears in our Gemara, Mem's Alvar Manalev, the Gemara is raising a question. What we just said, that the Hasim is Al Ha'aretz, Yala Mithya, Yala Chatra Hashem, Al Ha'aretz, Yala Mithya, the Gemara is clearing, is that legitimate or not?
What do you mean, Al Ha'aretz, Yala Mithya, we thank you for giving us Eretz Yisrael,
and we thank you for giving us food. We had Eretz Yisrael over there on a different continent, and we thank you for eating the sandwich that we ate here in New York. These are two unrelated things. So the Gemara is clearing a shayla, is this legitimate? Maybe it's a violation of Eichai Smushat. So that's what we have to do. Just the Rabdini Omar, when Rabdini came from, where did he come from? I'm not sure exactly where he came from. The Talmud Babel was written in Babel. So what does he have to tell me what Rab lived in Babel also? I don't know. That's what we have to do. When Rabdini came, he said, Rab, Chasim, Verosh Chayrish, Broch, Mekadish, Yisrael, Verosh Chadoshim. That's what we said. That's the Nusach HaFilah, but we said, Kaddish Yisrael B'Rosh HaKadosh, and that's not a violation of Ein Chayis Mishnayim. And the Gemara says in Stachim, why? Because the Kaddish Yisrael, Shehen Kaddish B'Rosh HaKadosh, the Baruch Shalom gave us the Kedusha, and we in turn, it's not Baruch HaTashem, that you are the Kaddish Klal Yisrael, you were also the Kaddish B'Rosh HaKadosh, you are the Kaddish Klal Yisrael, who in turn are the Kaddish B'Rosh HaKadosh. So you see that that's an exception to the rule of Ein Chayis Mishnayim because of the way you understand it. Hachama, what about over here? When you say, is that legitimate to say Al Ha'aretz Mal HaMichya? Or do you say, you have to leave out Al Ha'aretz? You have to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Al HaMichya? Rav HaKafola, you shouldn't be Chayis Kini. Al Ha'aretz Mal HaMichya. The Gemara, that's what we have to give to. Please don't, Al Ha'aretz Mal HaMichya. The Gemara says that it is good. That you can say, Al Ha'aretz Mal HaMichya. And then there's a detail machlokes that we'll get to in a minute. That's the gear that we have. So they quote from the Bumagoyim that he thought that the whole, what does Mo have to make a tushtel from that to this? What do you need the whole thing? So the Goyim questions out the whole mouth. The Goyim reads it, the Ma'ai Chavzim, exactly how do you conclude? Because we just said the Chayitim al Ha'aretz, Ra'la Michio. The Gemara's not clarifying whether that's a violation of Chasim or Bishnayim. No, that we know that that's okay. Just like there, it's to be interpreted in the Kaddish Yisrael, to be captured in the Rosh HaKadosh, and to you also. Baruch Atah Hashem, Al Ha'aretz, which is mighty than Yisrael. We thank you for Eretz Yisrael, which is all parents. We knew that all along, but the Shaila was, should we say Al Ha'aretz, our parents, never? If you're eating carrots, that's true in Eretz Yisrael, you're drinking a bottle of Cardinal wine, Cardinal, let's say, and you say, Baruch HaChon, should you say Al-Horet Al-Fi Gachna? Or should you just say Al-Horet Al-Fi HaGachna? Do you have to add it on if the carrots grew in Eretz Yisrael? So that's the Gemara Shadda. But my question exactly is the detail. Should you be specific if the carrots grew in Eretz Yisrael? But the Gemara says, it sounds like it's a Machlekes. So Al-Fi, you said Al-Horet Al-Fi Rizela, but you should be specific. And Rabbi Yechida disagrees, as you say, Al Ha'aretz, the Al Ha'aretz, it sounds like a Makhlekes. The Gemara says, but it's not. I'm Rav Amar, but let's take it. It's not Makhlekes, it all depends. Are you drinking Kedem wine? Are you drinking Carmel wine? If the wine was manufactured in Paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, then you say, Al Ha'aretz, I'll pick up. If you're eating Paris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, Al Ha'aretz, I'll pick up. But if you're eating Paris that wine that grew in Chutzlar, then you say, Al Ha'aretz, I'll pick up. But let's take it, it's not Makhlekes. I'll leave them for long, all the whole. It depends if you're in Bovel or you're in Eretz Yisrael. Greg Digmar, this is something that doesn't stim over here. Kadesh and Asaf Gilayim in Eretz Yisrael, so he should be the one who's drinking the Carmel water. He said, did we lie in the Rabbanut? Did we lie in the Rabbanut? Yes. Yeah, so that's what Digmar says. Not if I'm not in my Yitzchak, it's backwards. Inu, Achli, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones who are eating their parents. And we're saying the Baruch HaLaretz HaPeres Sera. We're not eating parents that grew in Eretz Yisrael, it should be Fakir. It looks like Big Mar, hey, but it's not Fakir. The kids that live in Babel have to be Zach HaLaretz HaPeres. But he wasn't eating the parents that grew in Eretz Yisrael, HaLaretz HaPeres Sera. But he's asking Lalocha that the same Shuam wine also. He says, Al-Horah Sopi Gatnot. And many Acharim say that the same is true. Many Bishrein, but Acharim say the same is true on cookies. He say, Baruch Atah Hashem, look at the Al-Horah Sopi. Yes, Yasa. If you're eating cooking, a lot of times they manufacture cookies in Eretz Yisrael with grain that grew in America. So that's not, then you don't say. So you never know. So that's why a lot of people just don't say the Shini Brachos. But if you know the Vaday that the Tzvuah, let's say you're eating cookies that were made in America, but the Tzvuah was brought from Eretz Yisrael. Whatever. You know that the Tzvuah came from Eretz Yisrael to Tzvuah. So then a lot of Yishenim and Achreinim say that the Bracha should be probably the reason why they don't, the practice is not so, is because there's a big confusion, because you never know where the Tzvuah grew. It could be the cookies that, they sell cookies here in America that were baked in Eretz Yisrael with grain that was imported from America. They send the grain from America to the Negroc and make these cookies, then they send the cookies back to America where they came from. But then you can't say all the way from the shelf. It didn't grow there.
Wine
that you know for sure. Then you say all the way from the shelf. How about it? You say all the way from the shelf. At the end, on the list, no de la far earth, I'll pick up now.
No,
only if you know the Zadai that the flower was grown in Eretz Yisrael. And then it's a Machlech. And then, if you know the Zadai that it grew in Eretz Yisrael, then it's a Machlech. Okay, we left out in the important cases here. I'll wait for Peter to have to run the next week. And this week said the Chumash describes Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish Moshe Onav Miyod. Ish Moshe Onav Miyod. The Pasha Pshat is that usually the Rambam recommends every person should go to Derech HaMemusa, shouldn't be an extremist. Should always go in the middle road, and when it comes to Anivis, it says not so. Ish Moshe Onav Miyod, that he was extreme in his Anivis. And the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is on Tekhiyov, his comments like that on the Mishnah. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazok, he quotes it up in the Hilchot Zeis, Miyod Miyod, Hevish Far Ruach. The Rambam explains that the Mishnah means to say that this is an exception to the rule of going with Derech HaMemusa, that we always abhor both extremes. Keep saying it in either direction is not healthy, but by Amidus and Gaiva, we say Miyod Miyod Hevish Haruch, that's based on the Pasuk, Ish Moshe Onav Miyod. That's the Shalom. Why is Gaiva and Amidus an exception to the rule? Why should it be so? So in the Rambam, it's interesting. In the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah, Chapsas Tzir, between the Rambam Perek Aleph and Perek Beis and Hilchot Zeis. The Rambam Perek Aleph and Hilchot Zeis write, the Pasuk says regarding Avraham Avinu, he died to manage and probably one of his Beis HaLacha of Lelech is Derech Hashem Lach and Stach on Mishpot. But the Rambam learns Shah, Derech Hashem means the Derech HaMemutza. That's called Derech Hashem. That Avraham Avinu was not an extremist and he taught his children to be the Derech HaMemutza. And then the Rambam gives him a shalom. So he says some people are so cheap and they're such misers they won't give a penny. And other people are so charitable they give away all their money. They won't leave anything left. So he says either extreme is not proper. That's not the Derech HaMemusa. Then he gives another motion. Some people are so arrogant that that's absolutely destructive. And other people are so humble that they're thoughtful. They just, they don't know math and cause anxiety. The Rambam says the proper thing is to go to the Derech HaMemusa. Some territories and Hilchot Zeis, when the Rambam is speaking about the sheet of Derech HaMemusa, to give you one of the several Mishorim is about Gaivan Anim, he says you have to go in the middle. Then when you get the Perek Zeis, I think, Perek Jim, well, let's go Perek later, Perek Atul later. The Rambam says, this Mishnah Kirti Ovid says, Miyod Miyod Hevish Pavruach, that Gaivan Anivis is an exception to the rule, that you're not allowed to go to Derech HaMemusa, you have to go to the king. The Hasir and the Rambam in Eidah, but Allah HaMishnah said to Tasha, and he has no terrors. Hasir and the Rambam, are those, the famous Hasir and the Rambam. So the Orsa Meyach has terror on everything on earth. But the Orsa Meyach says, look in the Pirush HaMishnah, in Pirush HaYachid, and it will all be in the Yushir. What is it? That's all he says. You look in the Pirush HaMishnah, follow instructions, you look in the Pirush HaMishnah. The Rambam on that mission, the Yod Yod Hevishad Ruch, explains what it is. He says, Min HaTayra Mid Rabbanu. Min HaTayra, the din is that Gaiban Anidus is the same as all Anidus. So you have to go to Darat HaMamutza. And the mission that says, Yod Yod Hevishad Ruch, that's the Gzeira Mid Rabbanu. The din of HaTayra really is to Shiro in the middle. And if they're in the Rabbanon, why? Because if you're going to figure out which is the middle, the Tami will get through. The Tami will get through. So you say that you're in the Chumrim, Rish Moshe Adam Yod. So when the Pasuk says Rish Moshe Adam Yod, it's telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu had already the Chumrim with the Rabbanon. This Chumrim with the Rabbanon already existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, then instead of going to Derech HaMamutza, the way it's supposed to go, the Rambam says that's the Derech Hashem. So that the Torah is already recording that Moshe Rabbeinu observed this Zera Drabba. That's how the Rambam understands in the Kiddush HaMishnayot, and that seems to be what the Rambam writes in the Derech HaMishnayot. Otherwise, Mamash HaSim of Luna, that in the first parak in Hochazet, he gives us a Moshe of going to Derech HaMishnayot, he gives us a Moshe from Gaivan HaMishnayot. But the next parak, he says that's the exception to the rule. And it's something you have to answer, like the Yosef Nath pointed out. The Rambam himself writes in the Kiddush HaMishnayot for you. The Chayei Odom has a little sefer on Hilchos Shabbos that's called Zichur Toras Moshe. So I think he writes to his son, died on Purim, had a son who was a teenager. His name was Moshe. So he wanted to dedicate the sefer in memory of his son. So he called it after his name, Zichur Toras Moshe, has all the Hilchos Shabbos with Kippur. So in the Hagadonah, the Zichur Toras Moshe has nothing, the Hagadonah has nothing to do with the Hilchos Shabbos, just the Lord Mutter Shmuz, he recommends everybody should read in Hakadonah, the Zichur Toras Moshe, I think, in Perek Meshuvah and Chodesh Elul. It's a beautiful Mutter. So he writes there about this topic. He gives a different Hezer. If I'm not mistaken, this is the Hezer that I was told of. I think this is the Hezer that Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Where did Rambam get this whole idea from? The Derech HaMamutza? So the Chayyotim says, because the Torah says, V'alach to the Jochel, you have to go in the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tanakh describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a contradictory thing. Sometimes happy, sometimes he's angry, and sometimes he's dead. So what are you supposed to do? And the answer is, you have to go in the middle. In order for the end to go, V'alach to the Jochel, in order to be able to go. So the Chayyotim says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is always described as having contradictory Midas, and all other leaders except for Gaiva, the Sukkim will never ever describe Kodesh Baruch as having an ounce of arrogance. Chomach Mishat Amos, the Zivot Mishal Kodesh Baruch, Shemot Amos Amos, the Nusa, there's never any Gaiva described. I think the Seder Shashur Hashem to go and go, and Hashem will get his lovesh, v'chule, 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 v'kagelna. So he says, no, if you look at the Talmud Munkulus, and the first is to go and go, the Talmud Munkulus gives the Pshut Hashem Mikra, the Talmud Munkulus is not giving Droshet Chazal. The Talmud Munkulus is not giving Shut Shamikha because the Rav said the Kadmunculus was for the children. Munculus was a gear. He was a grown adult, but Evan was 20s and he said he was sitting in Cheder together with the little children. And the Rebbe was teaching over a Targum, so he wrote it down. The other little children, and the Rebbe taught Kunish, Tanakh, from the age of 5%, but they're not taking notes. They were sitting in Balfair. So what should they take notes? 5-year-old kid is going to take notes. So they sang over the lead in Balfair. Munculus was already an adult, so he was writing down notes. He's not the Bala Machaber, he wrote the notes from the Masera. The Gemara says in the Gila, that's the only thing, the Targumunculus was the Moshe Mitzina. This was a traditional Targum as he always gave the Pshut and Shomika for the children. They didn't add on any drush. So that's what the Chayyotim says, the Targumunculus on that part, the Kashir HaShem says, go, reinterpret the Pshut so that it doesn't mean that. Whole different shot. He says you have to reinterpret all the other Sukkim as well, that they don't refer to any indication of Gaiva on the part of the Banishwan. And the name of Allah, the Drabba requires, it's a Zinda right this way. We all see all the Hevish Faruah, we have to go to the extreme. It's not that the Chumash is recording that Moshe Rabbeinu observed that Zero of the Rabbah, it's not a Zinda Rabbah, it's a real Zinda right. That's how the Chayyotim call. But it's interesting, why does the Chumash record this over here in the end of the Haloika? It should be by the Hesed. By the Hesed at the end. There was nobody greater than Moshe Rabbeinu Shadu Hashem Panim upon him. Kol Yarech Hatzav, Kol Mara Godel, Shorot and Moshe Rabbeinu Kol Yisrael, just by the head, but you have to go look through it. That's it says, it's Moshe Rabbeinu Miyot over there. What is the significance over here? So when you read the Hemshech HaPsukim, you understand why. Because when the Shivim HaZikain, Rashi quotes the whole verse, when the Shivim HaZikain was chosen for Nebuah, so Miriam was standing right next to Tisora, her sister-in-law. But before they gave out a crest. Oh, Rahman is on their wife.
they're not going to be able to live with their husbands anymore. So Miriam said, why not? So she said, from the day that my husband Moshe became an Avi, said, no more marriage, no more married life. Miriam and Aaron said, who does he think, such a Balgaiva? What does he think? We don't have Nevuah, none of us are Pirusha Minerisha, they lead normal lives. So what does my brother think that he's such a great love in the world? What those special men that Baruch won't punish them? And he said, yes. So the first attempt to stress, he wasn't about Geiser. They were Moshe Rabbeinu was about Geiser. And it turned out Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest son of Aaron. We haven't called him Moshe Rabbeinu Adon. So it's interesting. It's interesting that a person, sometimes you think a person is a big ball guy, but turns out he's a little ball guy. It's not a big ball guy. But to be patient, the man Ali Bedavis is the greatest scholar, and never Cheshbet is the biggest Balgaiser. How could I make such a mistake as to cut the lakot with such an error? Apparently, Geiser and Anibis of Bipashlis doesn't mean the way we usually view it. That the person in Balgaiser walks around like this, the person is an honor, walking around like this, with his head down, he's sitting back in his shul, and his sloppy, and his shoes are dirty, and he doesn't dress fancy. Apparently that's not it. Well, otherwise, how could they make a mistake myself in Mamsha? Did he sit in the front or did he sit in the back? Obviously, he sat in the front. He was the only one who went up on Har Sinai. He was the one who waged the war against the Avodah Zarah by the Chetarigo. Lila Shem Eli, he was in charge of everything. And he was very assertive and very strong-willed and very forceful and very outspoken and very everything. He was Mamsha everything. So they thought that this man is and he was Pirush Menorisha. So they thought, gosh, he went to his dad. He's such a big shot, yeah, such a leader. He went to his dad. The Banshom said, no, everything he does is that of Anibis. Anibis doesn't mean you go with your head down and you sit in the back of the shul. Anibis just means that he doesn't miscalculate his position. The Midas HaEmes. The Midas HaEmes. The person has to say, Ezel Chacham HaMakres Mekami, the missionary. And so if you have this list of all of the men who have run Shatara Mitzvah them, so one of the things is Makarit Mekam. Makarit Mekam means you shouldn't exaggerate his position, and you should not underestimate his position. The Gemara says, Amos Tanus, the Shav Chai Ben Akkula, the Chiyud Ez Beiteinu. The Gemara says in Perek HaMidrash. He was too humble, he didn't want to take a stand, and they were all looking upon him. He was the God Lord, he was supposed to take a stand there. But if he got stuck, and he said, hey, Adam, he doesn't want to do this, and he can't do that, and he won't have the right to make a Xayra. You're not allowed to. And isn't everything that goes with Chashashim. A person has to be Makaris Mekayma. If he's a manager of Chayitah, they have to take a firm stand. So he took. Moshe Rabbeinu took a firm stand on everything. He knew what he was talking about. To the extent that his sister thought, his own sister who loved him thought that he's about guys. And then the Banshom said, no, he's doing exactly what his position requires. He's a Makaris Mekayma. That's the need of them. That's what Anibis means. Anibis means that the person observes the Midas HaEmes. The Gemara says, Chesoma Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. It means that that's the deeper Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this in the Kunshus HaMun HaDitofa. He says, the Baal HaMun can speak about so many different Midas. On the Sama, we have to assume that they're not really a collection of different Midas. The Sama is one deeper Midas. And everything else is just a prop. So what is deeper Midas? He has a different one. So I thought that that was a shot. But it's so much, so that it's all going to be the Iker Mida, that's what it's going to be, Iker Mida is Emmet. What is it, Emmet? He never tells a lie. See, it's not so. The Banshom told a white lie to Avram and Sarah. That doesn't mean Emmet versus Sheker. Emmet means another. Another means he presents himself as he is. The Banshom presents himself as he is. He doesn't exaggerate his position in the world, and he doesn't present himself lower than he is. Exactly as his position is, and that's what it means by Moshe Rabbeinu. On of Miyod. So it's not that there's a Mida HaMumutas and he went to the extreme. He just hit the nail exactly on the head. Lamita Shodova, the exact Madrega that he was on, that's how he acted in accordance with his Madrega.
Left off by the Mishnah, Mem Dalim and Aleph. The Mishnah has the din of Iker and Tophel, that although the Chachamim were mistaken, also laws in the Shehadim and Al-Mazah, the Lord Baruch Hu, that you're not permitted to eat any food without saying a Birchas HaNeinu. If you're eating two things together, and one is an Iker, one is a Tophel, so when you say the Baruch on the Iker, you don't need to say the Baruch on the Tophel. Let's say a person is having bread and butter. He doesn't have to say Shahakal on the bread, he says Hamotzi on the bread, and that covers the butter. Unless he has potatoes with salt on top, he doesn't have to say Brokhi Adom and Shahakal separately on the salt is covered with the Brokhi Adom. The Mishnah has a Chiddush din that sometimes the bread is the tofel. Normally we think of bread as the Iker, especially years ago in Europe or in America as well. Now also, that they eat in a meal, they eat five slices of bread and then they have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But the main part of the meal is really the bread. But the bread is really an Iker and everything else is a tuffle. Is it ever demolished that the bread should be a tuffle? So that's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. If upon a Maliach Sila, if he's eating something very salty together with bread, and the bread is only eaten as a tofel, he's not really interested in eating bread. But the maliach is so sharp, it's so salty, that he needs the bread to take away the salty flavor of the sharpness. But the halacha says that the bread becomes a tofel. The halacha al maliach will put there a tapas. Why shachas save a loy? And that's the halacha is there a cloud. Kol shiik, if you must save a loy, will put there a tapas. And that's the chidish. That's what Tosfos points out, Mevarach al Maliach, even though we already know from the earlier Mishnah that there's a Din of Iker and Tofel, this is a Chiddush that sometimes Fas can become a Tofel. So the Gemara affects Akasha, who ever heard of such a funny thing, that Fas is a Tofel? Nika needed Dabi Maliachita Fas Fein, where do you have such a, how is it Gemot? And for the Gemara, yet you have such a case. Amar Avach Regel Abadir, Amar Avashi, the Mishnah is talking about a special case. Rakhla Teres Ginoi Tashonah. If the person is eating, Kineser is the same as Yom Kineret. Kineser is another name for Kineret. So the Teres that grew around in the Kineret area. That's called Ginosa. So the Teres that grow there are what? Chashuvim min ha'pas. But it says in the Mishnah, have you ever found a Maliach? You mean what? Just giving a mashal here, asking how is it ever possible? That's impossible. That bread should be a tafel. The Gemara says, well, here's the case. A teres ginoiser is the amount that the teres is eaten and the bread is tafel. Well, you know me, there could be another case as well. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Just like the teres ginoiser happens to be very sweet. And the Mishnah gives a case of something that's very salty. That's how Rashi seems to learn. He's really only interested in eating the same. That's the Posh of Shatnevi. That explains that it's learned differently. A whole group of Rishan is saying the foolish like Rashi. That you're eating Teres Ginoiser, and then the bread is tuffle to the Teres Ginoiser. You're eating Maviyach, and the bread is tuffle to the Maviyach. Places. Okay. No. Well, let's say there's a very salty piece of herring, very salty, and it's too salty. If it burns his mouth, he just takes the bread in order to take away the neutralize. Oh, that's the bunch of shot. The tasis learns a different shot. The top tasis learns. That's what Paris, you know, the kind of tasis learns like great the Chiddush. That the Chassam Sefer has a tshuva. Chassam Sefer says Shtikol Teira, and then he says, Achaz Marav, I went through Brachas, and then I came up to that Teisus. Someone told him that I said, yeah. Very strange tshuva, the way he writes. He's busy learning other things, didn't have fun. After a few years, whatever, he decided to go through Brachas, he came upon the Teisus. The Magen Avraham, says Magen Avraham points out these Teisus learns a different shot from the other Rishonim. Well, if there is the right side that it says in the Mishnah, he's eating a Maliach, and the bread is tuffle to the Maliach. The Tosfos says he's eating three things. He's eating Teres Ginoiser, which are so, so sweet. It's such thick and lovely. Oh, and then he has something salty in order to take, to counteract.
But that's really tzotzel. He's not really interested in eating the salty food. So the salty food is only our tzotzel for the sweet, sweet food. And then the salty food is so salty, then it takes a little bit to take to neutralize that. So you have an ikar and a tzotzel and a tzotzel for the tzotzel. That's how Tosfos runs Shas in the Gemara. He's eating Teretz Genetz, which are too sweet. And then he eats the Maliyah, and then the Mishnah takes over.
He has to make a brach on the middle one.
The correct Teretz is Akasha. Why did you say a brach on the middle one? Since you said a brach on the Teretz Genetz, so the second thing is tuffle for the first shouldn't require a brach. But the third should be tuffle for the second, which entitles the tuffle for the first. He shouldn't need a brach on anything. And it says in the Mishnah, he says a brach on the Maliyah. Why does he have brach on the Maliyah? He's only eating the Maliyah. He's not interested in eating the Maliyah for Teretz Maliyah. He's only eating the Maliyah as a tofu to the Teretz Genetz, which was too sweet. So why does he have brach on the second thing to say? He says, you're right. Achamar Sinan, at the time that he ate the Teretz Genetz, he didn't have the other stuff around. If he would have had the shot herring, he would have said a brach on the sweet Teretz Genetz. Then he wouldn't have to say a brach on the herring. He wouldn't have to say a moichi on the bread either. But it's talking, he was eating the Teretz Genetz, and he was a little bit too sweet. And then he realized, this is too sweet, so he goes on. So it's a shini makai. Or a shini das, because it has to have das, Tosfos says, in time, let's start from the beginning. Shahamaliach iker, shahu bola hashim halech, shanachlish, nefnei mitzikas aperit. The hafah, shahu yachlo, tafu, vayna bola b'shvil hamaliach. Tosfos will be in time, that's the pshat. That's the shot. It's not that the Gemara made a tushto. Just like by Teretz Genetz, sometimes the bread is tushto. Who are the nami? Sometimes it's gemot. If you have herring and the bread is tushto. They says no. There are three things in a row. So they say, if that's the case in China, the Teretz are the eater. So only take part of the and the Teretz Genetz, so Maliach Tosfos, so the Baruch Allah Teretz, and it's the Kulo. So the Morgan Avram calls this basis, Halach Allah Meiser. Tosfos and the Teretz is not going to change the premise. They're just going to say, Yesh Lema, the Ma'ari could go to Hechet Tinsir, that the third race doesn't cover the Moliath. Why? The Ma'ari Shomoyachal HaPeres was a minus. When he ate the Peres Genosha, he didn't have the Moliath later on. He had to go somewhere else, that's the Shina Mokoyim. So whenever you make a Shina Mokoyim, even if he continues to eat Peres Genosha, you have to say another problem when you make a Shina Mokoyim. Inami Nochal Peres, Nishosh Nochal Peres Genosha, Lohay Shomad Zayim Moliath HaPaz. Didn't occur to him that he's going to need that. Since he didn't have a mind, so the din that the Dira Halika, like the Tatsela, doesn't apply. Tosfos learned that this Mishnah is talking about Teretz Genosha. This Mishnah, the Oichel Teretz Genosha, Shano. The Mishnah is talking about Teretz Genosha, not Teretz Tishta. Not like over there. So to over here. Some other Rishonim, a group of other Rishonim, still learn Shas like this. But the Teretz Genetz was so sweet that he used to salt them, a group of Rishonim said like that. He used to salt them in order to take away the sweetness. But then they had to salt it so much. But then it was too salty. But then they used to eat the bread, so you're only eating two foods, you're not eating three. The Mishnah goes that they were Maleach Teretz Genetz. The Teretz Genetz became the Maleach. That's how Gufa Rishonim said.
Why did the rule of Shinimokim take over the eliminate the Tafu? In other words, it's not interesting to me. So it's not interesting to me to Tafu. So why did the Tafu move?
When I walk out to park my car and I come back, or if I want to finish drinking there, I want to finish eating. Once I walk away, then Shini Mokom, but it also doesn't need a bracha.
Also doesn't need a bracha, it's a mamereh.
It's a mamereh,
but
What do you mean the first two words you get? The Moshe who said, he committed the past of his favor.
That's why I told
him. I thought that's what it meant. I don't know. But the Moshe, I both this type is halacha l'maaseh. He said that you see from this type that not only does the Nika Pater a top veil,
If you have an Iker, a Tuffel, and a Tuffel to the Tuffel, that's also covered. It also passes. The Rachacham Sofer has a Tshuva, Halacha L'maaseh, he's wondering what's the din in the following case. Person has a cup of wine, and he says, Baruch Hu Adrachim. And he plans to have a cup of tea right after the wine. Let's say he said Havdalah, and after he finishes Havdalah, he's going to have, he has a sore throat, and he has a mind to drink a cup of tea, hot tea. So we had the Gemara earlier in the Perek that if a person says, Hamoisi Pasu is Komi Ne'erchlin, and Baruch Hu Adrachim Pasu is Komi Ne'erchlin. So he's drinking the wine, he says Baruch Hu Adrachim, and he hasn't did, he hasn't mind to perish, he's going to have tea. But when he drinks the tea, he doesn't have to say a Shahakom Yidvara. And then, instead of stirring in the sugar in Europe, they used to put sugar, a piece of sugar, a lump sugar. So the shayt is, when you say a bracha on coffee, you don't have to say a bracha on sugar. What bracha would you have said on the sugar? Oh, this is the coffee, the shahako, and the sugar is shahako, so there's no fish. So you said shahako, so it's not that you don't need a bracha, it's a shahako. But other parts can hold that sugar at the end. Is it sugar? Then maybe they say, I don't know. And it's just sugar cane. So the Ramam has a machlokes. Some Mishnayim hold that it's virtue, right? The Ramam has a machlokes. What rabbi is there? Depends on the machlokes. By Nishtara? Depends.
But you
should have made that with me. Because it's Nishtara. But it's Mishtana, that's what he points out, it's Mishtana, it changed, it completely changed.
The beast
itself. Yeah. The beast themselves are Hadamah, that's another Hadamah, but Mishtana is the sugar that's made from the beast. Whether that's still Hadamah, that's considered Mishtana, so it's going to be Shahakam Ibadvah. So the Chassam Sefer has a Shaila, it's a little awkward, this is the one he has in his sugar. If the person says, Bari Pri Hagothman on the wine, and then he has the mind to cover the tea, so he considers that like an Iker and a Tuffel. It's not really what he said in the mouth. But now he wants to know, but the sugar, the lump sugar, he didn't stir it in. He didn't dissolve the sugar in the tea. The lump of sugar is separate from the tea. So normally you don't say bracha on the lump of sugar, even if it would have been some other bracha other than shahakal ha'adama, right? You wouldn't say bracha, so it's only a top throw. You're not interested in eating sugar. You just don't want to have the harsh flavor of the tea, so it's only a topple to the tea. So here he calls a shayla, it's a topple to a topple. So what's the gain of topple to a topple? When you say Baruch Hu Adrachim, you don't have to say bracha on the tea, but maybe you do have to say bracha on the lump sugar because it's a topple for the topple. So he says, the mug, you have wrong course of tasis and brachas. He didn't bother to look it up, very strange to it. Mug, you have wrong course of tasis and brachas on Daphne and Dalit, that even a topple to a topple is covered. Tir halika tasis latrain, even a tailor to a tailor is also covered. So he says, you can be machalic between the two cases. Because in the case of the tasis here, he really isn't interested in eating the maliach or the bread. He's only interested in the late Pesach lunch chuck. He's only interested in eating the fruit, the peres ginoza. But in order to eat the fruit, he knows in advance that he's going to have the herring afterwards, the maliach. But he knows in advance that the herring is going to have the bread in order to take away. So the bread is really necessary to enable him to eat the peres ginoza in the first place. So the tuffle to the tuffle is really tuffle to the eater. It goes back. This is all the ta'elis, this is all for the tachlis of enjoying the peres ginoza by yet. So he said a bracha on the peres ginoza, so the tuffle to the tuffle is also. And he says the shtiklach sukkah don't assist at all in the drinking of the wine. It has absolutely no shaykhus whatsoever. The halacha declares arbitrarily that the coffee or the tea or orange juice, apple cider, whatever you have, all mashkin that you have after the wine are arbitrarily declared as tuffle. Yeah, who says the whole premise is questionable? The Gemara said it, Paiter. The Halacha says that it's Paiter. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's a topic. I don't know. You can think of it as a whole premise. Some Sefer assumes that Halacha, that Sarfi Adrachim Pash is called Mashkin, he claims that the uptight of that thing is that it's a clean of a topic. The whole Mashkin are talking to one. I don't know. You can think of it. There was also a question whether that's really so or not. So Rashi and Tosfos had the machlokes. When you say halotzi, you don't have to say shahakol on the chicken or adam on the vegetables or whatever broker.
putting in mezainis on whatever you're having in the middle of the meal. So Rashi said only because you're eating it together with the bread. And Taisus disagreed, even if you're not eating with the bread, it's a different dish. It's not really going to be cut off, it's a different part. Yeah, so I have to do the same. I'm like, it's lechem. You know, the word lechem means bread. And the word lechem means sudu. All about lechem rab. A pasta king, and where's the pasta? In Daniel. All about lechem rab. But they made a sudu. Rashi and Chumash told that pasta. So yoko lechem. Or yanti badinam, and they made the gal, galein. So it says, vayeshu lechem lechem. I think the Rashi says the word lechem. And typical Hebrew doesn't always mean bread, it sometimes it means food, and it goes to pasta from Daniel, I think. All of the same rat, they made a big product, they made a big food. So the pasta is, according to Francis, when you say, I'm actually letting the earth on bread, if pasta is all cold minima, cold in the middle of the meal, it's not because really a vegan tofu, it's just a different kind of vegan tofu, the word, I'm actually letting the earth, and that context means, food doesn't really mean bread, it's a different word, it's a different word. So it's really questionable, the whole sushkal of the, Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer raises such a shiva. He's not so convinced that this halacha, Taisa says halacha. It could be the other Rishonim disagree even with what Taisa said. The other Rishonim are shocked in the mind, not like Taisa, that it means a sushkel. Just like by the famous Ginoisa, you have bread is a tuffel. So too it is Gimel. One can visualize that the bread will be a tuffel to a maliyah. Don't think that it's so inconceivable. It's not inconceivable. Or the other Rishonim learned shock that the Teres Ginoisa were made into a Maliyah. That is the Maliyah. You don't have an Ikar and a Tafel. The other Rishonim learned that Tafel had an Ikar, a Tafel, and a Tafel to a Tafel. It could be that they make it up the whole thing. That's what the SFA will suggest. Could be that the other Rishonim who didn't learn like this denied the whole idea. Could be that they hold that there is no Tafel for a Tafel. A Marshal, every man will give the other Mishalim. Things are a little questionable. I'll give a different Marshal. A prefect that Frank has a discussion from Rishonim about the following case. Well, we learned that after Shabbos a little bit, so we raise the issue. You have a din of others and you have a din of tolders. What's the din? Can you have a tolder to a tolder? What's our law? So there's a Rabbeinu Hanan on the Shabbos, it says that not. But if Hanan has a chiddush that not. But you cannot have the marshal of Kifei for Frank. Some Rishonim say that a malach Hashem, Zichah, the Zufa, by a tolder, cannot be the Araisa. You should. It's such a run. The end of the 14th Seder from Shabbos writes like that. That you can't. Malach Hashem, Zichah, the Zufa, is a matleik, it's a panayim, Rabbi, you know, Shin, and Rabbi, can you put the right thing into the Rabbanon, that's only by Yodin. But by told is for sure not. So it's we, when we learn, Shaz, we have a different answer. And since I took Frank, here's the following answer. He says, a Malach Hashem, Zichah, the Zufa, can never be enough. The maximum it can be is only a told, and some are turning out like that. So he says, no, if you do a told, then ain't Zichah, the Zufa, so that's really a told of a told. But that's not so far, that's not so posh, it's not so musical, that you can have a told to a told. So that could be that other Rishonim disagree the cloud with the Taisa of you. It could be that they make it up that you can have a tuffel to a tuffel. It's not a tuffel to the original, and it requires its own bracha. Because he never said a bracha on the second one to say that the first should be tuffel. The bracha on the first one can only cover one tuffel. It cannot cover a tuffel. Oh, even if it comes by that. And even according to Tesis, and Magan Abon quotes the law of the Divya Tesis, even according to Tesis, some Tesis is not so convinced that it should apply to other cases of Tafel. He thinks only in this kind of a case. But in this case, if you stick with Sukkah with the Kofi, with the photograph of him, he thinks it would not apply.
Okay, sugar is not part of the tea when you put it in your mouth.
Then you certainly have to say a bracha. The only question is, what bracha do you say? So the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch happens to be talking about a case that the tuffel is a shahakal. Let's say I'm eating bread and butter. I'm eating potatoes and butter. But the potatoes are brought down, and the butter is shahakal. So if I start licking the butter before I say brought down, it's a potato, then it didn't have to say shahakal on the butter. But if it's not
bread is, one says not to take them both, one is the top of the Zohar Adama, or the top of the Zohar. There's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah quotes one opinion, that the top of the bracha is always knocked down. The top of normally you don't say bracha, but when you eat the top of before the Iker, then you do say bracha, but since it's a top of something is a top of, the bracha is always knocked down to Shachon Yivadwar. And other parts, I think the Mishnah Berurah talks is not so, because other Achraim hold that it's not correct. Whatever the bracha haluya is, whatever it is, if it's a shakel, it's a shakel. If it's a shakel, it's a shakel. If it's a shakel, it's a shakel. Then whatever the bracha is, you have to say it.
You have to make another dhamma on the
table? No, if it's a dhamma on the table, if it's two different brachas, then you have to say the correct bracha on the top and the correct bracha on the eka. Two different brachas. But then the Gemara goes into a whole discussion about what were the Teres Genetra all about. The Chachmei Bovel didn't know the Masters, they never saw the Teres Genetra. Avashi Gazot, they said the name Avashi, he heard. So the Chachmei Gazot started to describe what it is. Om Rav Abachona, he was a Talmud of Rav Yechon, he had been a Nazman, but today to Rav Yechonon. He learned Rav Yechonon, and he would take them sometimes on a hike. And they would go gnashing, eating the pears. So when they would follow Rabbi Yechanan, whatever, into the forest, when they have a pears in Yisar, so when there would be 100 Talmidim, Ki Avinan Dei Meya, when there would be 100 Talmidim, Man Kipina Lelecha Chas. So you can take baskets full. You can take containers full of pears. So they would take so many, Havi Man Kipina Lelecha Chas V'chad Asar Asar. They would take for each one of the 100 Talmidim, 10 pears for every Talmid. We could have even day after on and we would be 10 Talmidim. Marketing like Kochabachat Meir Meir. We would take 100 7 times. In other words, they took the maximum. The same amount of pears, 10 times much. They had so many kalim to carry it, and they would fill up the kalim all the time, they would eat everything up. So if they would have 10 Talmidim, they would divide everything in 10. They had 100 Talmidim, they would each one would eat 1/10. But they would take always the maximum that they take. In other words, you keep on gnashing and gnashing, gnashing, you never get full, and you keep on eating it. This is the Peres Genoise. The whole Me'am Inayu and 100 Peres of these have a Machtik Luhutana about Kloso Tzavi. A basket that's big enough to contain 3 saw would hold 100 of these Peres. In other words, a pretty big Peres. They were pretty big and he ate a lot of them. He ate 10, between 10 and 100 Peres, and they're giant size. The size of grapefruit, but the size of grapefruit, you need 100 of those? And it didn't mean anything. And but you keep on eating at the table.
Keep on eating.
Yeah, keep on gnashing. Well, cantaloupe and stomach get full. This is some kind of a thing that they didn't get full. Go off on the hoof, they would eat it. Umishtaba, and they would swear, after having eaten 100 of these grapefruit sized foods, Umishtaba, they would swear the return of the unit that they hadn't eaten a bite. They hadn't eaten anything. Thank you, Gemara. What kind of ridiculous statement is that? The Yudah talk about it. What do you mean they didn't need anything? They ate. That was up to Gemara. They would be able to swear, Elohim, Azar, Azar. The Lotayim is Zayna. But they hadn't eaten anything that was filling. It was absolutely not filling. They just enjoyed the flavor, and it didn't fill them up, and they could have eaten more. They would have had more pears they would eat more. Then the Gemara says they would eat so much so that it would affect them physically. Rabba Bo also lived in Eretz Yisrael. Then you have Bo. The Chachmei Bovel didn't have any snippets, so they're always called Yevrit, Rav. And well, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael has smicha. You can't give smicha in Chutzlur. You can only give smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So Rebbe Echanan and Rebbe Abohu, these are both from Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Abohu, Ochil, he used to eat so much of the Teres Genoise. They were so juicy, so oily, he would eat it so much. He would be perspiring, sweating, and the flies would fall off on his forehead. They wouldn't be able to bite him. And the kids wouldn't be able to bite it because they would be oozing out from the juice. Yeah, from eating so much. So he points out there were 4 people. There was Rav Ami, Rav Asi, who were chaver and contemporaries in Bavel. There was Rebbe Asi, who were contemporaries in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, these are the 2 from Eretz Yisrael. Should be a mistake here. Should say Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Asi, who was Talmidim of Rav Yechanan, who's not Rav Ami, Rav Asi. That's it should be Rebbe Ami, Rav Asi. Rebbe Asi used to eat so much Teres Genoise, so they didn't realize that it affected them as a Nosser Mazyayu. Their hair fell out from eating so much. It's more stressing that how the Teres Genoise people don't realize that they're eating so much. The Shlokish also was a Talmud of Rebbe Yechanan. Rebbe Asi used to eat so much Adi Marir, so that it loses mind.
The Amal who Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan felt bad for him. Rabbi Yechanan was the first he was his Rebbe, and then he became his brother-in-law. Rabbi Yechanan was the Benesia. He used to tell the police who were sponsored by the government. He used to tell the Benesia about Mishadalei Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Balushi Abatre. He used to send a police car to pick up a shlokish. Who might have ended up that they would take him home.
Sure.
In other words, he would mamish, they would overeat. They didn't realize how much, the Gemara stressing how much people eat. Then the Gemara continues, Damana got it, other unrelated things. Now that we're talking about eating so much berries, so the Gemara talks about other things. Just the Rabbi Yama, when he came to Babel, he told off his family, so here at the place of Yare HaMelech. Yare HaMelech was his mom by Shemi. It was way before the days of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon lived to a ripe old age, but he wasn't alive in the days of Yare HaMelech. So in the days of the Bai Shemi, there was one city in Haramel, Shalim Hatim and Menesh, Shishim, Rigos, Poli, Trees, the coast to say to Ainim, the air of Shabbos, air of Shabbos. Rashi always translates Trees as soon as fish. He used to give soon as fish to the workers. The Potskin points out that you see the soon as fish is a Nimtar, as Rashi always says, it's a Gaptar, because Rashi always translates Trees. All over the Gemara, Trees, Chufa, and so on is a soon as fish, Sunina.
Yeah.
So he used to give 600,000 cans of soon as fish for the workers per week.
Wow. A lot of work.
What the workers do, they used to... It's more stressing. These are the Teres Genoiso. This Haram Melech apparently is in the near Yom Kineret. But there used to be so many workers. We don't know how many. There used to be so many workers. They needed so many workers because there were so many to aid in. In 1 week, they used to have to supply 600,000 containers of tuna fish to the workers. So just the stress over here is to demonstrate how many Tainim were growing there. The Teres Genoiso were very
fruitful,
yes. So once they're talking about the Teres Genoiso, so they continue more about Yari HaMelech. He also, Rabin, when Rabin came from Aristotle, blah, 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 he said over the following historical tradition. He had one tree that was so gigantic, it had so many branches on it, and he had so many pigeons, or birds, that used to give birth. Three times a month they would give birth to birds, and all the birds together would be the weight of, or the volume of our boy himself. Gigantic. In other words, the trees were gigantic.
Yes.
Gigantic. This would come out. This one came to bottle. He told others something else. Also, that was negated to how many the pears grow and the birds grow and so on. Here are the types of berries. So the group is small, so it oh, this is that, the children grow. Yeah, they have a lot of children. They have so many pairs of twins. They had 2 brothers married to 2 sisters, times 80. They had 80 times 2 brothers married to 2 sisters with a twin brother, not twins, 2 brothers. So the 2 brothers were Kohanim and the 2 sisters were Kohanos. Such a heavy thing. There was one city, that was the whole city. That was the whole city. They had 100, no, how many? 160 couples, and they have children. I think 80 couples with all of their children. That's the whole community. That was the whole community. So in Babel they were wondering, did they ever have such a thing? 2 brothers married to 2 sisters. They ever have 2 brothers married to 2 sisters. Once in a while they have 2 brothers married to 2 sisters, but they're not fine. Why? Because if one of the brothers will die without children, why should he die without children? In case one brother will die without children, so then the other surviving brother will neither do Yibun nor Chalitza because it will be an Ergo. Why will it be an Ergo? So that's Mavakal Mr. Sivaman. When you marry your
If I have a brother who is married and he dies, and you stop, and his wife is a kooka of the other, and then I go ahead and then I marry her sister.
So when I marry her sister, there was a din of zikr, there was an obligation to do yibum chalitza or something, and I just killed it. I was just mivatel. That's literally called mivatel mitzvah. I was very kind of chayati in the mitzvah, and I was mivatel. But if I get married to the girl, I have to, why should I think someone's going to die without any children? But that's not, you know, how to write the same thing. Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. There is no such
thing.
You see, there's more that is more. There's more sense. There were more praising this community, that the community is developing. That they had 80 pairs of two brothers married to two sisters. Shmuel. The Gemara has a Shmuel in his Shmuel Namira with his brother who was the Balabas, Mishkin Namira. The Gemara says, "My cousin, as I said, they're married to two sisters." Every so often, you have two brothers married to two sisters, but they're not Kohanim. Did he ever find two brothers who were Kohanim married to two sisters who were Kohanim? So in Bavo, when they heard this story, they don't have to be. No, they don't have to be. The Gemara just tells the story that in Eretz Yisrael there was such a whole community that had all Kudom Kohanim. So they want to know, did they ever hear of such a thing in Bavo? Then no. The Bakrapa and Misurat Nador, they checked all the communities in Bavo. So I asked the court, they couldn't find anything even similar, except for one thing. Bar, Nibante de Rakhize. The Gemara says, Rabbi Rakhize were both descendants of Eli HaKoyen. The Gemara says, Rabbi Rakhize. Huh? By the Rabbi also?
Yeah,
also. Yeah, yeah. The Rakhize, I think Rakhize were the daughters of Rakhize, were Kohanas. Rakhize was a Kohen. Abin Nisib, the two daughters of Rakhize were married to two brothers, the Romi Bachomer and Maruch Bachomer. Rabbi Kapti, Inhi, Abba Kahanta, the daughters, the two wives, the two sisters, the father, because Rakhize was a Kohen. Well, the Inu, the husband, Romi Bachon, and his brother, Mohab Kahani. So that's the closest that they ever got. They had two sisters, two Kahanas, who were married to two brothers.
Yeah.
That's the closest they ever got. But they never got anything more than that. Okay, this is all just in order to stress that such a thing as Peres Gedoyser, that the people enjoy eating the Peres so much that the bread is going to be the top.
Okay.
So then it's going to be I don't think so. No, I think the din only requires until it's a dime and a mercy and a chamez and it's a tenuker. Whenever you don't say a mercy, you don't bench on it, you don't say a bracha chayim either. Then you don't wash the tzitzit of dime. Then the Gemara concludes with another statement which really has no shaykes with this amud. It should belong in the next parish. In the next parish, Shlosh Yishof, the Gemara gives a lot of details about benching. The din is, it says, Mechumish, V'achalta V'sabot V'derachta. So most of the Rishonim hold by the Gemara where it says that the Malachi Ashur says not there. Yit Hashem Paramelacho. The person should be nicely punished. Means that he treats the Jews differently from Yom Yisraelim. How is that? How is that fair? So the person says, how can I not be nicely punished for the Bnei Yisrael? That they love me so much, they demonstrate their love towards Hashem Yisrael. That they go the finisher of Hashem. When a child loves a parent, so the child does what would make the parent happy, when a spouse, when a husband loves a wife, or whatever. So they go and they do things even before the spouse asks them. The husband goes and he buys a dress for his wife, he buys flowers, whatever. He doesn't wait till the wife requests that she'd like to have jewelry, she'd like to have a dress, she'd like to have flowers. They go and they buy on their own to make them happy. So the Bnei Yisrael go and they do mitzvahs that the Rabbana, which the Rabbana Shalom never commanded of us, because we know what direction would make Kibayochel, what direction would make a Kibayochel of Kibayochel happy, so to speak. So we want to make them happy, so we demonstrate our love by volunteering this to the Rabbah. So that's what the Rabbah says, how can I not be ready to come to the Bnei Yisrael? But I only wrote in the Torah to have to bench, they have to recite the Chacham Moshe Michal. So the Shavuot, the aim is after the Kimalot, Masilat Kizai, Masilat Kiteitza. The next one says the same, so Kizai and Kiteitza is only the Rabbah. The obligation to bench in the Torah is only the 8 Kiteitza here. The obligation to bench, if you have the Kizai and Kiteitza, is only the Rabbah. Tom is trying to talk to not so, the Rabbah in the Tom, talking is not so. Mr. Burr quotes the Rabbi Tamshi. As the Gemara quotes later, the story of Memchai Samanalus, that Yana made a whole party. and they didn't have anybody to bench for them, so they called, they killed all the Rabban, The only one that didn't kill was Shimon Shetach, because that was his brother-in-law. Shimon Shetach's sister was Shlomzi and Amalta, was Queen Salome. So they didn't kill him. And he was hiding, the Gemara says. So they said, oh, we need a rabbi, somebody has to bench. They didn't know how to bench. They were religious, a meshuggah. They only killed one of our brothers, they didn't bring him to Shema Ten. So you got a bench. They couldn't get a bench. So they needed a rabbi to recite the Birchamot. So she was afraid to call a brother that he's going to kill him also. So he promises he's not going to kill him. They came. They came to bench. So the Gemara says, Shema Shetach says, I should bench. You ate the meal and I should bench. What am I going to say? Bosh Shachol Yame Vachadeo. Give me a cup of wine at least. Give me a cup of something. They drank a cup of wine and then he said, Rosh Hashanah, Yishmael, and he said, Hashanah, Hashanah. There's more such in the chest of God, there's a God made with the others. That's his own private sheet that we wouldn't pass to like that. We would pass and you cannot bench to the most of the others. Unless you had it to die of bread. If you just drank a cup of wine, that's not enough. The Rashi quotes the Kasha from the Bahar. And if a diet of bread is enough, the Kasha Yali HaMelech Eila had a whole meal. He had today's meal. The Kasha is only the Rabbanon. The Kasha is only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon is the one of Mechuyit Minat Torah. So the Bahar has a terrace and Rashi has a terrace and Abdin Isan, all the Balamor, everybody grew up there, all Yosha Shia. And this Balamor, I'm Memphis. And there are Abdin Isan, and the Seifa Yosha, and the Mishnah Burah, because Abdin Isan said, Yosha says, the terrace is, that this Gemara is Chavak on the other Gemara on Dafkov. The Gemara Dafkov says, how can I not be able to punish the Nehisho? They love me so much, they go out of their way, they instituted the Din of the Rabbanon, of benching even on a Kazayit, and the rest of the Kazayit. And this Gemara holds not so, this Gemara holds that the benching on a Kazayit is a Din of the Right, that's our Rabbeinu Tam Tas. No, we don't pass like that. Shulchanot, they quote it as a collective item. And this Gemara quotes an oddity, because Rabbeinu Tam Sheet says that benching on a Kazayit is the Right, but Allah Hu Anayit, we don't pass like that. So now, Be'at HaShayla, exactly what do you have to eat that it should be called today's meal? Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch, they quote one opinion from one of the Rishonim. The Ramah quotes that opinion, that if you ate a sandwich and you didn't have a drink, that's what they saw in today's meal. Today's meal is a volume of food. You have to eat so much food that it should fill you up. But if you didn't have a drink, felt the same today's meal. That's how one of the Tanan says that. Half is Rachim, and it's about the Zishtir. The other time it says, no, the Achav is Zuka Zayis, the Sabbat is Zuka Beis. If you ate a Kibbeis, it sounds like you were finished the bench. But this Gemara also implies like that. This last particular Gemara, Mem Dalvet of Nals, right before the Mishnah, Omer Achia Barab, Omer Rav Yechanan, one of the Talmidim of Rav Yechanan quotes in his name, Mem Rav Yechanan, calls through the Shein Basara, Eno Suda. If you eat and eat and you don't have anything to drink, then Selfis in the Suda. Rashi says, Sarah means Tashalah, Shiesh Bomorah, you have to have something to drink. If everything is just dry, the selfish and suda, what's the significance of it? It's telling you what you have to put on the menu. It could be just telling you what's healthy, because the Rambam also writes in Hilchos Ne'er, what he considered healthy, because if it's in a person has to take care of his body. So it could be that Gemara has a lot of statements about medical issues. Gemara holds out after issues before other places. Or it could be some Shem say that the Gemara is telling you that you have to have some needed to steer that it should, in order to have the Chassam wasn't there right. It might not commit it, but we bench anyway. We bench even if you didn't have to steer. The non-commit is, who should be the Mizam? That's how the Ramah quotes it. If you have three people are benching, then the Gita the Gemara, Gita Allah is, that the one to bench a Mizam should say the whole benching out loud. At least in the other Mayim Chassam, should say the whole benching out loud. I remember Rabbi Gloria was not to be able to say all our Rahman, everything. Till Mamash, till the last one, right? You have to say everything till the end of Adlam. At least the first bracha chas you should say out loud. But more correct is that you say till the Yom HaYichasen, you have to say chas Adlam. So the shayla is, why? Because Nikra Adin, the one is Mizamin, is really mighty all the others. He's saying the same time every year. So the one is the Mizamin, you should have that he should be the one who for sure is Mechuyit Minat Torah. Like if one ate today's meal, the other one just had a bite, the other one just had a kezayis, but the one who ate the Kadesh Meal, he should be the Mizami, not the one who only ate the Kadesh. What if they all ate five sandwiches, so one of them had something to drink also, and the other only had to eat? So the Ramah says that the one who had to drink, there's a makom to say, there's a day Rishon, but he's Mechuyit to bench from Hashem, the other one is Mechuyit to the Rabbanah. So sometimes based on this Gemara, that's what Rabbi Yechanan is driving at. Not so much in Yali Rifu, but really he's telling you in Hilchot to Sabbatah. what constitutes the Sabbath, so you have to have some heated history as well.
Right.
The more correct is that the one who is Muzamin should be Mukhli, the government of Turkey. The only time Rabbi Gamliel would say you have to bench Minat Torah and wine is if you had it today clear from the wine.
Yeah.
Well, Tamar Shalom Taskin, he says benching. We Taskin, we say Allah Gethin. Allah Eich, Allah Fira, Allah Michi, Allah Kalkola. But still, many parts more than Allah Michi is their right. So just a minute, Allah Michi is only their right. If you ate so much spaghetti or oatmeal cereal that you ate today, too, if you just had a little cookie, then nobody's going to say that it's all right. Rabbi Gershon has a shuva about Pesach night. After the fourth course, you say, I'll get them. So how does that cover the wine that you drank in the third course? That was a long time ago. Well, how did the benching cover the wine that you had after the first cause? That may have been a long time ago. If you had a lot of children and each one said all of your materials and the chetla, it takes a long time. But the shayla that if you wait too long, let's say you have a cup of water and you wait 72 minutes, that could be, you always have up until 72 minutes in this situation. You always have up to 72 minutes, even just had a cup of water. But it could be if you wait too much longer after the 72 minutes, then you're ready thirsty again. Then it's already too late to say the Baruch HaKadosh, to say the Baruch HaKadosh, or Allah Gepham, whatever it happens to be. But that's what Achredim discussed this stuff. How do you rely on the benching to cover the wine from the Kershaw Kiddush? It can sometimes be 2 hours later. But that's a long, that's quite a long course.
No,
if you started the meal within, you drank the second course within the 72 minutes.
No.
First and the second course.
That's more than the time.
First and the second.
All right, we'll go through it.
Another question. Okay, it's another question. No, it's not private. That's one question. Machalaika Sarishan, would you say Bhakti Prophet on the second? And on the fourth curse, you say the Sadi do not. And the Ashkenazim do. The Machabi says you don't say Brach on the second and the fourth, and the Ramah says we say on all four curses. That's one issue, one more question. Then there's another Shaila, that the later Acharyan brought up, the Rabbi Jacob has a whole collection of Acharyan about that. But you wait so long. How can you wait so long? It's already too long. So in being the Ashes, the Minigoylam, that we pour so long, so he says, well, Dala Geffen is not their right anyway. If you don't have a Kadesh Zia, you don't drink so much. The only time Rabbi Gamliel is going to hold that it's their rice. The only time the Rabban is going to hold Allah Geffen. Rabbi Gamliel holds that benching is their rice on wine. And the Chacham holds that Allah Geffen is their rice. The only time anybody holds that anything is their rice is if he ate Kadesh Zia from the oatmeal cereal, from the wheat. Or you have Kadesh Zia from the wine, from the bread. So if you just had a couple of grapes or a couple of cookies, but no one's going to say that it's their rice. Because no, it's a take of the Rabban on the cooler. We're not so sure whether the 72 minutes you always have in this conversion says. That's the minimum.
Right.
And then you sometimes have more, depending whether you're thirsty. So much of that people are thirsty already. Even if it takes 2 hours, it could be that you're still not thirsty. So it sort of tends to say that it's taken it up on the cooler. That's what we rely on.
Is there any good day that the guessing
the public will turn the first or fourth time? So why don't you say, I'll get the answer the first and the third? Minig Ashkenaz version started about the birthday of Geffen. But they're often on the second and the fourth. That's one question, what you say or not. But this is an unrelated question. Why don't you say a separate Brach Achrena after the first and after the third? Because the answer is, the Birchas HaMazon covers the first cups of wine, and Allah Geffen covers
the list. So the question, how can the possibly cover if you had a long pause of more than 72 minutes? If that's what it boils down to, in effect, what he says, it's a sake of the Rabbanu Lekula, we're not so sure that we have such a long pause. Less than 72 minutes for sure is okay. And even more than 72 minutes is only if you're thirsty again. So it's not so much about the thirsty. Why is it only the Rabbanan? He says, because he didn't have today three, even according to those who showed him all that Allah Geffen is their right there, and Allah Michi is their right on Lidi, that's only if you had to have the whole box of Lidi. That's not a couple of Lidi, it's a couple of cookies. You didn't have today three, nobody would say that that's there.
And you follow through this in the heart, you talk, you slowly, you then fight. Is there any limit that how you have to finish the food?
If you keep on eating.
If you keep on talking about the food, like you keep on talking about the data, is that that's not part of it that you can say?
The talking is not the start, no. But if you keep on nodding a little bit, so then you have like the 72 minutes from the last time that you... Sometimes you go to the area, and there's a long hapsok as a way, a lot of people use long hapsok at more than 72 minutes. So usually they gave you so much food before that you're not really hungry, but if they didn't, then you can have a little nibble, eat a little bit of bread. No, the fact is that it's not mistake. And Mr. Gura has that the nigyan is inspired by the dukhani. Mr. Gura has a shalat, there's a bit of shalat, they live in Kuba. You're not allowed to be mastic in the middle of a mitzvah so long. We fasting that it's okay. That's a davening shonetz is a shayla how we fast. But I don't know about the mitzvah that it's okay. But chazkini not allowed to be shayla they live in the school. The mission do is bother when the God is looking saying borechecha Hashem. And then they wait a long time till they say the yishmerecha. So even shayla they live in the school. So he says if the kohanim are singing a nigin, so the nigin blends in to become part of the dukhani. But if they're not singing in Egypt, then he's bothered with the Kashmir. So he recommends he should stop here and say after the Yishmerech. He says the Kashmir should say the Yishmerech and everybody should say after the Yishmerech. That's what I'm thinking right. I don't know, that's a starkey kashuk. What did the Mishnah Berurah gain? How did he solve the problem? By recommending that you should say the Rabbanu Shalom Tzila Mechalayim. They're stating in the Mark. The Rabbanu Shalom Tzila is stating in the Mark. That's all right. It wasn't invented. The other, he wrote from Mufanech, but that's from the Swedish Tzidur. The other Tzidur. But the Rabbanu Shalom Tzila Mechalayim says in the Mark that you say the Shalom Tzila is Tzapan. So how did the Mishnah Berurah solve the problem by recommending you should say the Tzirah after the Yishmerecha? So don't you need a Tzirah for both weeks cooking together? The Recha Chayor, right? You say, just need each part that should be the Tzirah. Okay, you should need all of the things cooking together? It should be. And the woman we say Amen at the conclusion of every question. And the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't answer anything after the first and the second, only after the third. It was treated as one long bracha. But still, even the woman, if you say Amen after each person, you treat it as like when Chazan says Yalabiyavi, so you say Amen. You say Amen after each L'chaim bracha. You say Amen after each one. You say Amen for the first part to get to the second part to get to the third part, but basically the first one did mitzvah. So the chair is a special shmer, this mitzvah to a galashver. Why did he hold that solves the problem? I'm not sure. That's what he meant that solves the problem. It's also the rule of test of the thing is that you can assign the Hadith Ahana the woman to do with Unish. So the Unish, like the recognition of Unish, then the Siddur already has answered to me. Some of he holds it's not everybody used to sing the Ligas, the Quran sang the Ligas.
Yeah.
So that was the start of everything together he holds. So that's not called the problem. But if you have communities where the Chazan just stands there, where the Kohen just stands there, the Kohen does not sing it again, but then he's bothered with the Shalom, showing for David one cook. But the dancing I don't think helps for the meal. I don't think the dancing is the start for the Harada. I don't think it's the start for the eating. The eating is the eating. And Nigin can even start the words, he says, so that also sounds from the mouth and singing the words of the Sukkim. So this is a Nigin, and that's a Nigin, so the Mishnah Berurah holds that it all blends in.
Hashem.
It says, the Gemara tradition, Nafayim says that in the Migdash they used to say the same on Pharaoh, but they didn't want everybody to hear it, because it says, Yeshvi, Be'olam Lahalim,
So in order to be mouthing it, while these Kohanim were singing it out to Shem HaMefarsh, the others would be singing the Nidin to drown them out. No, he's just saying that the singing of the Nidin that the Kohanim have today may be a Zechel HaNidus, and they sang the Nidin for a different purpose. For a different reason, they sang the Nidin to be Mavliya the Shem. No, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Vilna Gaon that the proper thing is that you should say all three times the tefillah for the halayim. The third tefillah, the other tefillah that they put in for the third time, that's from Swedish Islam. Now, a couple of tefillah or something. Because the Vilna Gaon never said that. This is Shemaka, of course he's not going to say it. He said three times the tefillah for the halayim, and each time he concluded it differently. That at the end of the Rebbeinu Shalom for the